Thank you for joining me for the second part of the Amen Spiritual Recovery Newsletter for December 2020. And I hope your Hanukkah was a wonderful one and you got to experience all your families and all the gifts that it brings. And a Merry Christmas to come to all the rest of you. So this second part is about Hanukkah and Christmas. And I'll just want to share with you that my favorite time of the year is summertime. But Hanukkah and Christmas are my favorite holidays. They are pure joy for me. As a kid experiencing Christmas, it was special, and those memories are etched into my heart. As I became an adult, I began to celebrate Hanukkah, a happy, fun holiday to experience with families. Both Christmas and Hanukkah holidays are less of the heavy religious overtone to them as most religious holidays had in Judaism and Christianity. This is what I experienced. It reminded me of the Hindu holidays I celebrated as a Hindu monk, which was one of festivity. Hanukkah is a celebration of when two groups of Jews, and the Maccabees and the Chizmadim, and the Maccabees being the more, the one remembered more, came together and banded together to overtake the Greeks in and around Jerusalem. This in itself is an example of the light overtaking the darkness. Can you ever imagine a band of rebels overtaking a great army such that of the Greeks? Does it remind you of another revolt? This was the age of the Second Temple. Alexander the Great had conquered Egypt, Syria, Palestine, but he allowed the people to keep their customs and his religions. His successor did not. Antiochus oppressed the Jews, putting Hellenistic priests in their temples, committing all kinds of atrocities, one which they had placed a statue of Zeus in the Holy of Holies, the inner sanctuary within the tabernacle of the Temple of Jerusalem. Long story shortened, when the Maccabees took back the area and temple, which was defiled, they found a small jar of oil that was not contaminated by the Greeks. That jar held enough oil for only one night, and it is custom to keep a light lit throughout the night in the temple, but it would take 8 days to make more oil. So they burned that oil for the first night while they made more oil. But that candle stayed lit for the next 8 days, or next 7 nights really, until they had new oil made. Two main things to remember here. The fight that the Maccabees fought to keep their faith alive, and the miracle of the light staying lit for all 8 days until they had enough oil. It is our faith that will keep our light lit for the others to see God's works through us. We are the light. The Old Testament says the children of God, Israel, will be led astray again, and that Yahweh would send his light into the world, the Messiah, which means God with us. The scriptures told us when this would happen. Of course, back then they didn't have smartphones. The ancients used the stars. And this is called sacred astronomy, which is different than what we know here in the West as astrology. There is a DVD called The Star of Bethlehem. Excellent. But I have to give you a heads up. The guy who delivers the lecture is dry and comes from a religious background. And as we say, don't shoot the messenger. Focus on the facts provided in the presentation. It's hard at times not to get caught up in the commercialism of Christmas. also remember, it's not necessarily about religion. Jesus of Nazareth did not come here to begin a new religion, no more than Christ is his last name. He was known as Jesus of Nazareth, or Jesus, son of Joseph. Christ came from Christos, the Greek word meaning anointed, which replaced the Hebrew word Messiah, God with us. It was a title. Jesus, the Christ, brought light into a time and place of darkness. When Jesus was born, it was a time of great oppression for the Jews. All the Jews knew of the coming of the Messiah, but they didn't accept him because most of the Jews wanted Jesus to free them from Roman rule. Well, Jesus' message was the kingdom of heaven is within. Go within and find your freedom from your oppressors and the world of duality. Find the kingdom of heaven right here, right now. Be the light. Free ourselves from our own created oppression, our separation from the light, the illusion of thinking that we can have a utopian world while we're in this world of duality. As the great mystics have said, let there be light. And our spirits came into being. Once again, I hope you enjoyed your Hanukkah holidays. And remember Christ in Christmas and enjoy. Peace be with you. Love always.